Hello and welcome back to the Roadside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening.
Natalie, who plays Mirage.
I was about to say, what the hell did I do to be last? But you played Rob.
What the hell did I do to be last?
You didn't say hello.
Oh, hi.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Loa.
I just felt bad
making them all either of them always last, so I figured I'd just
Round robin it. So this time
it was you, then it's gonna be Art next time, and then
well, after isn't that, it a punishment that he's always second? Maybe you should start with him.
Question of the day is, what is your favorite kind of pasta? Be it Italian, Asian, Chinese, whatever. Asian, Chinese, Japanese or Chinese. Like, are we talking like, you know, chicken parmesan with whatever. Like, what is your favorite pasta?
Well, Rob's is chicken parmesan.
I know.
Yeah, I know, you know. And for Loa, I'm gonna go with shrimp Alfredo.
That seems entirely valid from where he grew up.
Yep.
No, seriously, that's like...
No, that's right.
There's just right on there.
It's
like a shrimp scampi kind of deal.
That's shrimp. Yeah, the shrimp scampi.
Yeah, it is shrimp scampi, isn't it?
Yeah, with linguine.
Yeah.
That's
it, yeah. All right. Yours makes total sense. Art, what's yours? Well, Natalie thinks.
Well, mine's the shrimp scampi with linguine.
Is that Art's or is that Chris's?
Oh, that's Chris's. He is not, you know, the you know.
So you have the same. You guys have the same one.
This is Alfredo.
Oh, okay.
You know, the shrimp scampi is just butter and olive oil and garlic, lots of garlic.
So it's shrimp Alfredo minus the cream.
Yes,
that's all it is.
Yes. Shrimp Alfredo minus the Alfredo.
No, everything in Alfredo except cream is in what he just said.
Yes,
Alfredo is cream, butter, and garlic.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
And mix the piss out of it. All right.
How about chicken tortelloni Alfredo? Oh, God, I'm going to be crucified by the Italians listening.
Part Italian. Wait.
I know. I am part Italian. They're going to crucify me.
Chicken tortelloni Alfredo.
Yep.
Alfredo, buddy.
Yeah. Oh. Hold on.
She almost stabbed me.
Yeah. And then I almost stabbed my baby.
And mine is a really good...
ragu.
No, I like a ragu, but I can't make my favorite noodle. And I like a lo mein. Like a roast pork lo mein.
You're mixing things.
He said
pasta or noodle.
Yeah. I was very careful. Like, you could use Asian, whatever.
Italy's
like a pork lo mein. It just fucking hits different than like a Italian pasta.
See, and I would, you know, my personal favorite is some sort of ramen.
So we're in the same, like, yeah. You know, it's less a little less heavy. It's more a little more flavor punch.
Yeah.
All right. Recap from last time, we had our first official structured downtime session, and I think everyone actually enjoyed it. It worked out the way I wanted it to. That was what I was hoping for. And they had a couple of reveals, but we'll go listen to the last episode if you want to catch those. But we're going to start today off with Dido was working on the Nazi data, and she... I believe you got either got a notification that she was finished or that you were told that to go check on her before Friday.
Yeah, well, we checked in the week before, and she said check back in a week.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and now the timer has expired, so we're going back to check.
Yes. So you guys are going to be brought into the central tower, and then you're brought to the elevator on the end of the hall, not the front. And then you hit the button. You don't hit a button. You just put your wrist up. your it scans your comm link, and then do, and you go down probably. Based on the, if you want to guess how deep you are, you can, or you don't care, you don't have to worry about it.
Doesn't bother me.
As long as we don't get ejected out of the bottom.
Shit. I have glide suits. It'll be fine. Anyway, you go down a ways, and then the elevator dings, and it says AGR, air gapped rooms. And there are three chambers off of this, and you were told that she is in she has access to the left room, which is there's a supercomputer there in there for her to use, to latch onto, because she didn't have enough processing power with your phones. You go in, it's an airlock, please place your devices in here, it's very like. Drop your AR rings in here, with your comm link, and your comm link has a thing to pull out. You put your AR rings in it, so you can close it. And then you're let inside, and you see, I imagine like the Mr. House from New Vegas, the big TV, like the big monitor, and there's a picture of Dido.
What does Dido look like?
Like the Egyptian Dido.
Okay.
Dido of Carthage. It's Dido of Carthage, right? Carthage, I was right. I knew that from Civ. Yeah. And it's the picture of Dido from Civ. This one.
Okay.
So it's a dark brunette with a golden band around her head, and that, and then earrings with blue stones. And she says, "Oh, hi, team. You guys have been, I've been working here for,
weeks.
16 days, 9 hours, and 32 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm lonely.
I'm sure you are.
But there's a lot of data here. Did you know they had data bombs on that thing all over it?
How come that doesn't surprise me?
It shouldn't. They were Nazis. They're bad.
Yes.
So, she says, yeah. So, like I said, they're bad. They've done all kinds of nasty things.
Yes. Do we have actual documentation so that we can...
Everything's with code names. But I was able to parse what they mean. But I've been told that... But my knowledge of legal matters tells me that they won't hold up in court. But we'll know what happened, so we can potentially use it to track down what happens next. I hope that's helpful.
I don't know. I'm not the legal person.
May I roll? Oh, God. Can I keep that one?
No.
Yeah. It was intended. I don't know what it was.
It was a 12. Plus 9 would be 21. I rolled a 12 again.
She gets what she wants on the dice.
I got a 21.
We're not blessed like that, are we? With 21, you know that she's right. Code names and enough redaction, like physical redaction, and there's nothing they can do legally, but they can use it to find a pattern of behavior, which will help them in the future, to prevent attacks like these. And also, if they can, now they can scrape the deep net for mentions of codes like this. Not necessarily like this exact code, because they'll obviously change it, because someone got hit. But it's going to make it significantly easier to fight against the threat they now know exists. And that's part of it, was they had no idea the Nazis even were still around. There's a couple mentions of Rio de Janeiro, as by name, I don't know many other, Brazilians, I don't know any other Brazilian cities. But anyway, there's a couple other Brazilian cities mentioned by names that they're the big three, I think it's big two or big three cities in Brazil that are mentioned. A couple in Argentina are mentioned, Chile, basically, like, the South America, almost the entire South American continent, except Peru, is mentioned. They don't mess with Peru for some reason. But, so that's what we have going on. She says, yeah, I mean, I can give you, if you want to ask me some questions, I can answer questions. Well, there's a lot of data. I don't really know what you want me to say. But she says, yeah, ask me some questions. I can answer questions. And, you know, it's Friday morning. Like, it's like 9 a.m., you know? You know you have an assessment today at some point, but you haven't been called. And they basically said, just stay frosty. And, you know, there is a screen on the and there's a, like, if someone wanted to come, if it were to happen now, they'd come get you. And they know you're here. So, like I said, ask me, you know, each of you ask me a question. Or maybe two. Or I will stop it when it stops being interesting.
All right, so you mentioned a whole bunch of South American countries. But why not Peru? You seem to skip that one.
There's no data on Peru. There's body counts.
Can you elaborate more on that?
There's record of over 100 soldiers being sent to Peru and none of them coming back.
I know what we're doing for our day pass now. We have another mystery to solve.
No.
A mystery.
She says, I don't recommend it.
Why?
It's in my, you know, I used to be Veronica. Before I, well, things happened.
Veronica or Jen? I think it was Jen.
No, it was Veronica. Because it was the class.
You guys were off grounds. Yeah. So she was Jen. So, I know why it's Peru. You shouldn't go there.
Did I tell them about...
Sounds like a cover-up.
What's the bad people that teacher had that the baby was crying during? There was the teacher that was the siren. With Siren. The one that didn't like, what's his name?
We got a message.
The one that's a siren Roomba.
Imminent.
No, it's Siren Raid Imminent.
The kid that's a Roomba now? The teacher that didn't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Did you hear about the Roomba kid?
Yes.
Oh.
He's the person he's replacing? Yeah. Natalie's so fucking proud of herself for that. She's dying right now. Alright, so...
Especially since she has me shaking my head with my hand in my forehead. It's sort of like, oh...
So, do you have any real questions for me?
I had a real question.
So, is there any way we can pin anything on the senator and her husband?
Oh, no, we have that. No, okay. we have enough to nail them to the cross.
Okay.
And in fact, including their subordinates, they weren't nearly as secure as they should have been. Well, the rest of the... How about this? They were kept in a different drive than what I'm having trouble with. I parsed that in about 85 seconds.
So...
It looks like they had access to an archive that I had trouble with. It's finished now. So I can come back with you.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing.
They'll upload me to your devices when you leave.
Okay.
Quick conversation we should have had before going in here was, how do we check to make sure Dido is still Dido and not affected by anything from the data?
That is a good question.
Can we ask Veronica that before we go in there and to see Dido?
Oh, yeah, you could ask. Veronica says, she's been, her algorithms are being, when she exits, they'll be checked as soon as she leaves, and the whole floor is air-gapped, minus a basically a scanner for that kind of thing. We're aware. This site was designed to house Technivore if needed. Despite his inability to jump into technology now, to hop into the network now, he's still incredibly dangerous. So this floor was designed for him.
So the school is part prison. Understood.
technological prison. For technological beings.
Maybe we should get the Roomba kid in here.
Yeah.
We should get the Roomba kid in here. He would probably know what to do.
You could make a phone call to the Roomba kid. He is your friend still, and he does exist.
He has a name!
He saved in my phone as Roomba kid.
Don't worry, he probably would have changed it.
Changed his phone number?
No, the name on her phone.
Oh.
It keeps getting adjusted back.
Oh, man!
You go look for Roomba. You're like, Roomba. He's not there.
Call Roomba Kid. There is no contact under Roomba. There is no contact for Roomba Kid. Right. Roomba Kid.
But you can make a phone call later and find that information.
Yeah.
Or just ask. Trust Veronica to do it for you, because Veronica does have some sway. Has significant sway on campus.
Is there anything else we am going to ask her?
No, we can always bring it with and ask later.
So do we have enough to nail the head of the, what was it, the FBI?
Well, not from the data, but it's pretty damning that you made it, called him, and then he sent a transfer pod that exploded. He's been stripped of his position. He is missing right now. You would not have been told that, so she just told you that the first time.
Too bad.
Who told us that?
She did.
She did.
Well, she's still in air gap?
She wasn't air gap until you guys got back. You guys had to get on campus. He's been missing for over two weeks now.
Yeah, so he went missing the moment that he failed to kill us. And
yep.
Okay, well, I was just trying to say that Dido was pretty much sequestered as soon as we got
like
back.
Like I said, she checked it before she got air gap to see what happened to him, because she knew you'd ask.
Okay.
So is there any records of a base in the Gulf of Mexico?
Oh, like the one you got, like the one from the 60s?
Yeah. Still there?
That, it's still, the scanners still don't work there. It's been investigated by a number of supers, and they usually come back saying nothing's there.
Interesting.
But for some reason the scanners still don't, like, the satellites see nothing. You know how deep it was. But they have satellites now that are, they have satellites advanced enough to see down there, and they see nothing. She says, it might behoove somebody to go, actually, like, you've been there.
Did you just use the word behoove?
Behoove, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
How is this? There's no concrete evidence there was or was not something, that there is or is not something there. You would have to find out.
I have just such an evil thought. But I know it's not going to happen. It's okay.
Hit me, sir.
No, come on. Say your evil thought.
What, just release all the data onto the internet?
Yeah, why not?
It's useless, pretty much. I mean, there's talking about, like, Operation This, redacted. 955 killed, redacted. Like, it's a lot of that. It would take a supercomputer to parse it into anything usable. Now theoretically, you could release it. Really, this is GM talking. You have access. You could fucking dump it.
I know.
Now, if you dumped what she had already parsed, that might not be okay. But if you dumped the original files, I don't see. Then again, the data bombs would destroy any computers that try to do it who weren't as advanced as her. In the spirit of data transparency, yeah, you could release all the data. And even the translated stuff. It's just, there's enough of an FSA stink on it now that they'd know who got the data. Now, she could ask her to remove that, and she could do that. But she'd have to do that. You could say, you know, make this disseminable. Yeah. Able to be disseminated.
I know. Yeah. I used context clues.
Nah, that's fine. Leave it as is for now.
Okay. You can always do it. Just ask me first. I'll take care of it.
Going forward, can you keep an eye on our...
math teacher?
Well, the math teacher first. But I'm just thinking, you know, keep an eye on our backs just in case there are...
Don't I have proof that... I took pictures.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, we nailed the senator.
The senator is done. There's no doubt.
No, I took pictures of the math teacher.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't doing anything illegal. She went, she got a briefcase, and then you found in the briefcase, raid imminent. That's all, it was one piece of paper that you got.
It was siren raid
imminent. Yeah.
Correct.
And she doesn't report it. She's a siren sympathizer.
I took pictures.
Yes.
Many pictures of her with the note.
You never saw her with
smiling,
the
smiling.
You never.
Her bringing the note. Her calling and saying, siren raid imminent.
She didn't do any of those things.
She looked online.
Here's what your pictures show. Her getting a briefcase.
She was on Reddit.
Her walking back to her office.
Mm-hmm.
Her leaving her office. Mm-hmm. And then the pictures of the thing itself.
I feel like I got way more than that. I know I was busy at that moment.
She did have a very high roll.
Well, you were invisible.
Yeah.
No, you actually saw her open it. Yeah.
I got a really good roll. Because you were like, of course Natalie would get this.
I think you're right. No, you do have enough to like show her opening the briefcase. I was thinking like you weren't invisible. You're an invisible power set. Why would you not be invisible?
It was like a 30-something stuff.
I know. It was ridiculous. And yeah, no, you have everything you need to show it to anyone in power.
Yeah.
You haven't done that yet.
I want... Well, because we're doing this right now. But I will do that...
Next.
Okay. Sure.
So, we'll any other questions up for Dido based on the Nazi data?
Not off the top of my head.
You got anything, Rob?
Nope.
No. Okay. Wait. Is there a good question?
Yeah, there's a couple of good questions, but y'all haven't thought to ask about them, so...
But I have...
No.
Damn it. What if she rolled?
No.
Can I make an intelligence roll to figure out the question I need to ask?
Yeah, why can't we do that?
Because I'm forgetful right now. And it's been a while.
Yeah.
We played last week.
I vote for yes.
We played last week.
So. I vote for yes. I have a baby. I vote for yes. We
haven't done Nazi stuff in a while.
Yes.
You're fine. Yes. Ah! Each of you can roll an intelligence check.
Let Art also do one.
I said each.
Oh, I thought you said both of you.
Pick your skill.
Investigation.
That's valid. 4, 9.
No.
1.
No.
Listen. It's a 5. Okay. All right.
Perception.
That's not relevant.
Memory.
Nope. Perception is not memory.
Wisdom, though. Straight wisdom.
Alright.
Yeah, that's just straight wisdom.
What does a 13 get me? Does it give me part of a question?
No.
That I can possibly figure out? Please.
15 was the basis for getting anything.
Okay, but what if Penny rolled? That was worse. Maybe not a Penny.
Who gave you guidance?
I am not Travis anymore.
You could have guidance yourself, Natalie.
Or you could have guidance me.
Can I guidance myself?
Is it a D4? You should not guidance yourself. You should guidance someone who rolled better than you.
Rob.
What'd you get?
Did you roll better than me? Yeah.
21.
Okay.
Unless I get a bark then.
I gave him guidance.
No bardic die for him?
No bardic die.
I'm already at 21. Could make it 26 to...
I'm going to do an insight roll.
Okay.
I got 14.
Can I make mine insight?
Yeah, you could have done insight.
Okay. Then it's 24.
No, thank you.
So, the only thing, based on an insight check, which would give you a different result than other checks, investigate would give you something totally different. The only thing you can think of with that is you should check on for any mention of specifically the name they used for the guy who was going to take the place of Plasmos.
Hey.
Because he wasn't there. That the thing. What did he end up doing?
Yes. Okay.
Because if he's a powerful enough super, he might still be alive. And that would be a nasty bitch of a fight.
Yeah, because I never even thought about that. Yes.
So, you guys, the last question you asked me was...
We did our rolls.
Oh, yeah. It was to figure out the guy who was going to take over... Plasmos' role. He was like the Mega Aryan guy, you know?
Yes. And what happened to him?
What happened to him? And what happened to the guy you talked to?
Oh, I expected him to be dead.
But. You're probably not wrong, but. Also, there's no proof you were there. They didn't have cameras.
Yeah.
He may have gotten away.
Which guy?
The science leader
from the base.
Jesus Christ. Do you remember from Arts?
My buddy.
Yeah. From Arts Nazi Adventure.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me that's not an accurate description of what that was.
That was Arts Nazi Adventure.
Alrighty. So, but that's the question I would ask her. If I were you guys, something that's relevant to you and something that might, you know,
move things along.
So, yep. Dido, what happened to the two Nazis that Romero ran into in the past?
Well, technically you ran into more than two, but I assume you mean the two in the basement of the facility. From what I can tell in the files... the science officer went on to live a long life, and his family moved to, Southern Florida, in 2015.
Fucking Florida.
Anywhere in particular in Florida?
Miami.
Okay.
Or no. Miami's down by the tip, right? That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Down in the boonies.
No, that would be the Keys. Mm.
Hmm. She did it.
Yeah.
She's gonna tick herself. And then the Aryan perfection man.
Yep.
Mr. He was active up until a couple years ago. Is still alive, and his name is in German, but it translates to Captain Dynamite, and he lives in Germany still. I'm sorry. He is one of the super, one of like the national supers for Germany. He's old, like. He was 20 and 60, so that's another, 60, 70 years. Yeah, he's, like, in his 90s, but he got powers somewhere in between, because he didn't have powers back then. He was going to use the items to simulate it. But he looks like he's in his 50s.
Okay.
And she said, I'm going to be informing the FSA and the ISA about him and his ties.
That sounds good. So, at this point in time, is there anything else we need to do with the Nazis? Until they mess with us again?
Is there a way that we can ask her about, like... How much... What does she know, exactly? Does she know, like... maybe possibly... Or
them? Would want to? This archive looks like it's at least a year old.
Okay.
So... Not really. I can postulate and I can offer like potential things that could happen, but this data is too old to have anything that's I mean, there were long-running projects, but they were just... It was all code names. Even the name of the targets were code names. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they don't put the code key in there. Mm-hmm. If I had the original code key, I could find it. That might be worthwhile to try and look for, but right as of right now, I'm sorry I can't help you, Mirage.
Thanks.
She's very apologetic. She's, like, trying to help, but she doesn't have the information needed.
Right.
All right. So, let's take her out of here.
Yep.
Because we got now to talk to one of the higher-ups.
Yeah. So, you guys go out. You go get in the airlock.
Scanner.
Get in the airlock. She gets loaded onto your devices. Her core code. And then you step out into the next air gap, and you see a red light goes... scans the whole room at once and from both sides, and no cold alterations detected.
All right, good to go.
And she pops up a little AR hologram above your hand. I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
And then she doesn't do that again until you go outside, but she just wanted to say, hey, I'm here again. But, yeah, so you guys are free to go, and who are you going to tell about the teacher? Is it going to be Joker? Is it going to be...
Shinsoku. Shinsoku? Principal.
So, who is in charge of...
Staffing. Shinsoku. Who's right. In charge of dealing with threats?
Joker.
So, it would be Joker that we'd go to.
Could we not have a meeting with both?
Well, we're going to start with Joker, because it's his job to deal with
discipline
that.
Staff.
But it's going to probably end up with both of them in the office.
Mm-hmm.
I figured we should give Joker a chance to have Shinsoku come to his office this time, since we made Joker go to his last time.
Yeah.
So you guys go up to, like... the tippity-top floor, you know, and you pop out. You get Shinsoku's office dead ahead, and then you get Shinsoku's office off to the right, and Joker's to the left, and then there's a conference room in front. You go left, Joker's office, and you go... when you go to the door, I assume you knock, knock, knock.
Yep.
And he goes, enter!
And I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to look for the eye roll.
He says... Oh no! He says, "Oh no! I like it when you guys come in. You give me stuff to do." He says, "They took away the shit stuff I didn't like to do, but didn't give me a lot that I like to do back." I'm used to being busy. I'm no longer busy. Give me something to do.
I like to think that she printed off everything and it's in a manila envelope and she throws it onto his desk.
He says,
"Like I'm a high ranking boss giving his rookie a." An assignment.
You actually found a physical printer?
Yeah.
They're rare.
Yeah. Like,
everything's digital now.
Yeah.
He goes, ooh, hard copy. He opens it up. He says, yeah, that's not good.
I documented everything, got pictures.
Roll me legal matters. Let's see how well you did a brief.
19 on the die.
Plus
9.
How is that number different than investigation? Do you have expertise in both?
Investigation's plus 8.
Their numbers always be the same.
Well, what's your intelligence bonus? Is 9. My intelligence bonus is 15 plus 2.
Okay, so that means your legal matters should also be plus 8.
Yep.
No, it says plus 9. You told me 9.
Oh, I mean, it wisdom based. That's why.
Yeah.
One more. There, I was like, there's gotta be a reason why. So,
how dare you?
Yeah, so he says, wow, this is seriously detailed.
Mm-hmm.
You even got, like, her hire date. When did you get that?
I know my sources.
Public information here.
I know my sources.
It's in the public record.
Yeah. Basically, he goes through and says, I mean, theoretically, she's done nothing wrong.
Except for she didn't report it.
Except, well, yeah, but you have to receive a credible threat. Because if everyone reported everything they ever got here, I'd be busy again. Maybe I should have people do that from now on. Hold on. Maybe that's not a bad idea.
But think about it this way. It has to be important because who has access to send stuff here via teleportation pod?
Mm-hmm. As long as they have the daily code, anybody can send something here.
Yeah, but who gets the daily code for here?
A dozen names, maybe.
So there's a second person that also possibly knows.
Well, I mean, CIA, FBI, FSA. Anyone high enough up in those organizations would have access to send it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Alano Tech or Alano Corp, Claw Tech. He lists off a couple of major
corporations.
Well, like corporations who worked on this school, actively assisted. Yes, Natalie?
I would just like to say, sir, I wouldn't present this information unless I thought that it is indeed a threat to the school.
I think you're entirely correct. I was more talking about maybe I should ask for people to give me all the threats, mm-hmm. and then I'd have stuff to do again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He says, Veronica, note that down. He says, yes, Joker.
Can we look up who actually sent it? That is, the teleportation pods come with a log of where stuff came from?
They do, yes. He says, they're date stamped. They're time stamped.
Yes.
He goes.
It's in the file.
Yeah, he literally, their date stamped in the corner, mm-hmm. like in the bottom corner.
No, anytime he has a question, she just goes, it's in the file. I got you.
I like your confidence, but you can roll it back 2 notches for me.
Is this Paul saying this?
That's Joker.
Joker. Thank you. My dad told me that I should always have a receipt.
Nighthawk is, I assume Nighthawk.
Well, my other dad always said to keep receipt for groceries and clothing items for tax purposes. But Nighthawk would also tell me to keep tabs and keep receipts for stuff like this.
Well, either way, let me pull up the transportation pod records. And he pulls it up, and he's like, well, that's not good. He flips the AR screen around. There's a 3-hour block around it that's missing.
I didn't have that in my records. Hold on. And then she takes a pen and then writes that happened. That there's a 3-hour block. Isn't that suspicious?
Veronica.
Is there a way to tell?
Can you tell us why there's a 3-hour block there?
Who authorized that?
No, I can't. It's missing. I don't have memory of that.
Did anyone authorize this?
She's like, the AI says, I don't know what you're talking about. I see the gap, but I don't, it's not in my records.
Joker? Is there a way for you to tell?
Yeah, I could go, we could go check the physicals. Like, CCTV.
Mm-hmm. But who has access to possibly intercept and block Veronica?
Veronica runs the whole school.
The fact that she has missing memory?
That's not good.
No, that's not good.
Which data breach. Have control over technology.
It would have to be a technopath on campus. It's the only person who could do it.
That's gotta be like how a school would have a house dedicated to only evil children. Having a technopath in a school run directly by an AI is quite weird.
I'm looking for myself.
Oh, okay.
See if I have the name of the person.
Spreadsheet came with more than just Kate name. Like a listed power. Oh, it's way back in there. I just have to go farther.
No one on the list you have has technopathy. The only person who had technopathy is dead.
Yeah, mostly dead.
Corbin Sawyer.
Oh.
He's dead.
Well,
inventor could technically.
No.
Could we ask our friend, who's a Roomba, to see if maybe he knows of another technopath?
Gundam, possibly.
Yeah, no, there's none of the people you know have the power to do this.
What about teachers?
Well, you also have the non
yep.
Cape track. Chris, you can roll if you'd like. You can use that advantage you have stored to roll your popularity check here. You have advantage if you want to, or you can just roll. You can roll either roll insight or insight with advantage, but that would be your one advantage you gain from your popularity roll.
Eh, you probably have a lucky die anyway.
I
what
don't.
Did you choose for your Christmas bonus then? We're given choose if a lucky die or plus one to a stat.
Oh, I don't remember that. So I did take a lucky die, but.
Or no, it was a skill.
It was gain a skill, yeah. And he picked a skill.
I picked a skill, yeah. No, I'm gonna hang on to my lucky die, or my.
Could I do
advantage?
My advantage.
Could I do?
Only he has a shot at this.
Oh. Yes, but you can inspire him.
Can I inspire guidance? I don't want to guidance that. Can you just use one of my inspirations, please?
You can also guidance him, though.
And then I'm going to guidance that.
Would you like to roll a d4? We want him to roll a d4.
No, ah! She's giving no! It to you I don't want roll. I want him to!
Yeah, she was just giving it to him to roll.
Oh my god.
Art!
Sharing is caring, I guess. Let's see how many inspirations I have.
Oh god, my luck from... So...
He rolled a 3
champions
again!
Champions last night. My first roll was a 17.
Yep.
And just so everybody knows that champions, you want three, low numbers.
3d6, roll low.
Yep. So I erased my inspiration. And now you roll your own guidance. Bye.
So that is... Yet a third d20. Let's see if it gives me the same number.
At least...
Still one. But the 10 on this side's better.
Yep. So
it's still one and a zero.
So it would be a total of 16.
Okay, total 16. You socialize a lot more than most people. And you're smart. So you keep track of people's powers.
Yes.
What did you roll, or what did you add to get your popularity stat?
No. I had him roll insight for that.
Insight, okay.
Yeah. But he's the only one who has a shot at it, because he's the only one who does the socialization that would get him that roll. It'd be like a DC 25 for you. Like, or even a 30. Like, you just don't have the interactions with that
I've also not been on the island as long as
I've been. So, and the only name that comes up that would fit even close to the bill is a young man named... Matthew
Perry.
I was going to say McConaughey.
Talos. T-A-L-O-S.
Talos? Let's see. Because I was thinking of what was his name? The lanky kid.
Gumbo?
That dropped the dime bags.
Oh, the person that nobody remembers.
Yes.
He's not a technopath, though. And it would have to be a technopath to touch Veronica like that.
Okay. So, yes, I will... Hey, Dido, can you put a log together and of the movements of Michael Talos over the last... Let's see, when did the briefcase get here? Yesterday?
We would have done it the same day as we found out.
Yeah,
you went later that day.
So, you know, in the last 12 hours. And then... Oh, but he could... No, he'd have to actually be somewhere where she'd have a physical interaction port, right?
No.
No.
You would know from talking to friends of his that his powers work within anything within 50 feet.
Okay. But it's still, you know...
And Veronica is everywhere on campus.
Yeah.
So, he wouldn't even have to get close.
Correct. So maybe Oxy has control over her, but doesn't know about Dido. You can't have Dido search the records.
Yeah.
You know, and have Dido look for inconsistencies?
Yes.
Dido, well, she actually has you plug your comlinks into Joker's desk. So okay. She has a direct connection. And she says, I only found one other inconsistency in her data. And it was on the second day of school, the second day of class.
All right.
One more transport pod came in than should have.
Second day of class this semester?
No.
Like.
So that would be.
Last year?
Last
year. Yeah. Like 6 months ago. No, like 6 months ago.
Okay.
In August.
Then that's...
School starts in August, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be 12 years ago. Or not, that was a full year ago, not 12... 12 months ago is what I was trying
to... Yeah, correct. It'd be a full year ago.
Yeah.
How long have we been gone for?
My man, I forgot this is... You guys are beginning of...
Second year.
Yeah.
Well, yes, beginning of second year, yeah. In my head, you're still freshman.
So, does that correspond with... When did Michael actually arrive at campus?
He just appeared. Oh, Matthew, you mean?
Matthew.
No, Matthew came in at the same time as you guys did.
So he was here when that happened.
Correct.
So the question...
Joker said, I could just hit the button and he'd have to come here. Like, this button right here on the desk, they say, get me Matthew Talos, he'll have to come. Like,
I'll press it.
I have the big button.
I'll press it. Look, I'll do it. And then she goes for it.
Slaps your hand.
Ah, ow.
Not hard, just enough to, like, get it away.
Because I'm thinking he's the one that allowed the guy that nobody remembers in, which means that he'd be the one of the spies bringing things in.
But we only have one other time the teleportation pods were active without permission.
True. However...
No. The only other data inconsistency at all. She scanned the entire years of the data in 30 seconds. And the only time that the data doesn't line up perfectly is there and there. You know, yesterday, today and a year ago...
All right, so screw it. Let's just go ahead and let's push the button.
I figure we need to be with him when the button gets pressed, just in case he tries something.
Yep.
Oh no! Don't worry. This button sends a team of guards to go get him.
Well, also we could just, you know, and then I grab them and I go invisible.
I figured you could just wait and he'd be here. Like, go sit on the comfortable couch over there.
Yeah, but if he has control over technology, he might have something that warns him when the button gets pressed.
I was going to also think about just sending the Hammer Brothers to go get him.
They don't use tech. I think they're good.
The guy has jackhammer fists. Like, with that, it's just making this do over, like, forward and back all over and over again. I don't think that's really going to do much. He says, just wait. He says, peep. He's like, get me Matthew Talos. Now. Yes, Joker, sir.
Can you shut down the transport pods? Send them all away?
He hits a button. Transport pods locked. And he says, give me the Hammer Brothers.
Maybe manually lock them instead of using tech to lock them?
Yeah, Hammer possibly.
Hey, Sledge, can you and your Jack just go hang out at the visitor center for a couple hours? Just bring a fucking ball. I don't know. You hear half the conversation. Just bring a fucking ball to kick around. I don't care. I need you there. Like,
bring a book. What?
Like, bring a fucking laundry. I don't care. Thank you. Click. If you roll a roll perception, I can tell you what the other guy said.
13 plus 11.
Yeah. He's like, what the fuck am I doing at the visitor center for 2 hours? He's like, I don't fucking... You bring a ball. He says, or not kids. Bring a fucking lawn chair, then I don't care. And he puts up an AR camera, and you see those two trudging off, you know, from the employee area to the visitor center.
So, I know you said, like, oh, you guys can roll perception to find out what they said. Did you know that I rolled a natural 20?
with that, you're going to hear that, there might be some, like... Oh, you hear the AR window that he has for his computer? Mm-hmm. There's probably some kind of ad playing in the background or something. Like, and you hear that, you're like, is that an ad for fried chicken? And he's like, yeah, this website's awful now. There's ads everywhere. And you look at it, and it's like a fantasy baseball.
Yeah, but I would have figured Veronica would be the best ad blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if the ads don't run properly,
AI. And he doesn't get his bonuses and the
he gets exactly. Gems.
Yeah,
he gets gems if he listens to the.
Oh
ads.
No! You know it's worse. It's not fantasy baseball. It's like legitimately Bejeweled, or something like that. And I can't get the gem. I have a lot of downtime. Okay.
Maybe you do need some more missions.
Yeah, I keep telling him I need more stuff to do, and I've been told I'm.
Behooved.
I am exactly where they want me to be. Bored out of my head. So, he gets set on the comfortable couch. He offers you guys drinks. You know, it's like 6 o'clock.
And what are we doing about the math teacher?
Nothing yet. She's
well, we gotta deal with the...
Technopath first.
Technopath first before we deal with...
And also, he says, I do have her on watch, though. And she's actually in the workout center at the non-powered teachers or the non-cape teachers.
There's somebody that hates athletes. That's odd.
Staying fit is not like, and she's not like working doing weights. She's running on a treadmill. So about 5 minutes later. And to be clear, this is like 6 o'clock on Thursday. Because she saw that like 3 o'clock, you came over, got Dido back, and came over. And Matthew comes in, and he's short, Greek, dark black hair, a little nasally, you know, when he talks. And I'm not going to do that because it thrashes my voice. And he says, what do you want? Like, I was just, like, relaxing, playing some video games.
Interesting. Video games. For a technopath!
Yeah. I'm a technopath. It was on my transcript when I applied. That's true. I was like, well, so what of it?
Wait, are we supposed to lead this investigation?
You're the one who started talking, so Joker's just kind of sitting at his desk.
Yeah, I was waiting for Joker.
I'm waiting. Listen here, Linda.
No, it's Michael.
You know what? You're right. And then she goes invisible.
You gonna use one of your abilities for the day, or are you gonna roll to do it without it?
8 plus 8 for 16.
Yeah, you can go invisible.
Yeah.
Then you don't know how strong it'll be. But don't move, and it probably will stay.
Okay.
Make a stealth check.
Or just don't move. Like, don't move from where you are. There's like a bubble of invisibility around her. Just barely off her skin. He's like, that was weird. Joker, why am I here? And he's like, talk to them. If they want me to take over, I will. But
all right. So got a couple of questions for you.
Apparently I answer to you now. How can I help?
There have been several irregularities in the coverage of teleportation pods in the last year.
And why would you be asking me? I don't touch the teleportation pods.
No, you don't touch the teleportation pods, but you do. The suspicions are that you have affected the coverage of the teleportation pods.
I mean, no?
Insight?
Should I do perception or
insight?
Insight plus 6, 13 plus 6 is 19.
Guidance.
Can I guidance myself, please?
Sure.
Can I have my die back? I had a 6. A 4.
This is, I give it back.
Did you?
Yeah, throw it back over.
I don't see it. Oh well, that's okay.
I have 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I've only got the 4d4s, 3d4s here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought he threw it back at you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, did. Oh, is that it over there?
That's mine.
Yeah, no, all right. You have it.
Well, it's not in here. So, oh, wait, it's here. I found it. I rolled a 4.
Plus?
13 plus 6.
So, 23? You believe him.
Well, we also kind of ran out of inspirations.
He has a bardic die.
I have a lucky as well.
He has a bardic
die. Yeah, go ahead and I'll give her a bardic die, a bardic inspiration.
They come back on a short rest.
Yeah, I know.
It's a D8.
You want me to roll it for you?
Yeah.
It's arts rolls.
1.
Yeah.
2. What's the total now?
25? Don't.
I had 23 plus 2 is
25. 25.
Something's wrong, but he's not lying outright.
I'm gonna...
He did not lie, but he is omitting things.
Mm-hmm. Can I...
You're also invisible right now.
Can I reappear? Because so basically here's what happened, right, is I want to convey to him, so here's the thing, you can say that all you want, but we have here documented that, what was messed with, the teleportation pods were messed with, the actual pods were not messed with.
The question you asked was the wrong question. You said the pods were messed with. He said, I don't ever touch the teleportation
pods. No, I said the monitoring of the pods was messed with.
Monitoring.
The word monitoring wasn't mentioned.
Yes, it was.
I listened for it.
So here's the thing, though,
right?
He was
not lying.
Let's roll back the clock. We can actually listen to
this.
I'm
not doing that.
Yep.
I did not hear. I listened for the word monitoring. It didn't happen.
Well,
You said there's data inconsistencies around the pods. And he said, I don't touch the pods.
So here's the thing, though, is that we have here documented that the monitoring of the pods were messed with during this hour, and you're the only... I don't mean to be prejudiced towards you and to profile...
I mean, Corbin was a technopath.
But you are the only technopath here on school during that time period.
Oh, no, there's like 2 or 3 other technopaths, but they're not, just not nearly as powerful as me.
Interesting. So you're powerful enough to go past the... You know, the system of our whole entire school. If they're not more powerful than you, they wouldn't be able to bypass the school's information. Just throwing it out there.
Any technical with enough time can get through these weak-ass wards.
Okay. And I rolled Legal Matters 8 plus 9.
Yeah, he's not going to care about that.
No, I know, but I'm trying to be a lawyer.
So I'm going to say, this is what lawyers can't do. And I'm going to look at him.
Well, goodbye. And then she goes invisible again.
I'm going to look at him and I'm going to go, yeah, you're the only one strong enough to get by and blank out Veronica's memory of what goes on around the teleportation pods.
That is true.
And there have been at least 2... different times where...
2?
Yes. How about this? One of them was earlier today for a 2-hour block.
No, that one was... Okay, to be okay, cards on the table, right? It's a year. The statute of limitations has to have passed. So last year, yeah, on the second, I may have forgotten something at home and I had someone bring it to me. You know,
he believes statute of limitations hasn't passed. We have a lawyer with us.
14 plus 9.
It's data tampering. I don't know if there is a statute of limitations on that. I want to say it's like at least 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I mean, I forgot something at home, so I had someone bring it to...
Yes, and that person never left?
No, it could have just been a package dropped off.
I just had him drop a package off and leave. I don't know, I didn't check, but they've worked for my family for decades. I mean, I don't see them... lying about that. Well, so he says, yeah, there's no way that I'm involved with the one thing. I forgot something. They brought the package that the pod left. My family had enough pull to make it happen. Sorry, but I needed it.
Then would you be able to help us investigate who did the second one that was earlier today?
I mean, yeah, I'll show you the loophole I used. It was simple. I mean, I don't need it now.
But would you be able to possibly help investigate?
Why don't you need it now?
Because all the things I need are already here? Duh. And if I need another one, I'll find another one. But I'll show you the one I used.
Okay.
Hell, I'm almost proud. I mean, the coding's good. They just left a really weird hole. And he pulls up, you know, and he says, am I allowed to pull up my AR window so I can show these clowns how this works? And Joker's just like, yeah, I don't care. Sure. I should call up your aerobotics teacher to keep you straight, but I'm going to assume that they'll just punch you if that happens, so don't hit him if you need to. And he just sits back at his table and he goes back to playing Bejeweled. He turns the sound off. He seems going with his finger, just moving the little blocks. And so he goes through and he shows you, like, and he's like, and this is the simplified mode so you guys can understand what's going on. There's millions of lines of code here. Don't worry about it. Basically, there's a series of faces, like facial structures, that are set to just not read. So I took that hole and I plugged in a code. So that it because every time a face sees a face, it has to read this code to know to avoid it. And I had it put in to avoid that particular block of time. It's a dumb way to do it, but it worked. And Joker's like, I'm sorry, what?
So what faces are it?
Can you just show them?
Yeah, he pulls it up and it's like a nondescript man with a small goatee. And you don't recognize it's definitely a man, but it's very non-masculine minus the goatee. That's one there. And then there's like two or three androgynous faces. Just like if it has all these features to ignore it. And then
I'm guessing Primus is on the list.
He's just. He has a thing. He actually made an ability that stopped it from reading him. He's like that.
But I'm saying like his family.
Oh yeah, and then there's a list that says, you know, it's just labeled Mr. P family. I didn't touch it because there was a note on the code that says don't fucking touch this, you assholes. So I just left that alone because I don't want to die. Anyone willing to write that in a code this advanced? It means business. Other than that, the code is rock solid. Whoever did this is fantastic. Which you guys would not know who did the. If you listened to season one, you'd know who created Jen, which was where Veronica came from. But if you did not, that's a mystery for you. Divine from season one. Go back. Or I can just tell you, because no, that's a shitload of episodes to find one thing. Klawtek and Alana worked on it together. Nah, never mind. Anyway, so, but he says, yeah, I mean, it's flawless work, but there's a weird hole. But he says, yeah, and Joker says, let me make a quick phone call. I'll see if we can close those holes. That might be old. And he makes a phone, he like steps away while you guys are talking. He's like, yeah, so I put that in there, and I mean, I blocked it out. I put in this code that says, you know, for the next 20 minutes, block it. I figured 20 minutes is a nice, safe window.
Okay, so if we give you a block of time, can you identify where it got manipulated from?
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, I'd have to know exactly when.
We got timestamps.
Here you go. Show some timestamps.
This is 3 hours. What, are you trying to move an army? Shit.
Yeah. That's why we're...
That's why we came at you so hostile.
I mean, shit, like... I mean, damn it, I should tell the boys about this.
No, do not tell boys about this. You're gonna keep it to yourself.
Okay. There's no other technopaths on campus. There's no one else on... He's not friendly with anyone else on campus, so... You could roll insight if you want. Actually...
Let's see. Alright.
Natural 20.
Of course you did.
And then I'll just tell you. From the way he's talking about it, he's talking about, like, a group.
Mm-hmm.
In particular, and, like, there's something about him that just says... This guy might be an informant.
Yeah.
He's probably an informant for the grid.
We found a mole.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're supposed to be finding moles.
He's definitely an informant for the grid. The way he's been cagey about it, it's not easy. And he's like, gotta tell the boys, like...
I'm hoping Joker knows. Kinda is getting them.
Joker had the same vibe.
Okay.
He's like, oh, actually, no, Joker's over on a phone call.
Yeah, no, he is getting messages right now.
He's like,
yeah, he's tricks. Getting bejeweled.
He's like, no, he's just, it's good to know. You got a thing, give it, you just got a thumbs up back.
I'm doing good and bejeweled.
But no, he's off making a phone call, like, in the other side of his office. And you hear, like, muffled talking. Almost like he's using a sub-vocal mic to not have you guys pick up on it.
I can make a perception check.
Sure.
17 plus 9. That's a natural one. You don't hear anything.
I have a lucky.
Don't waste it.
I'm not going to waste it.
17 plus
9. With 26, you hear the words like Alanopolis. You hear Alano. You hear the term, you know, camera. And exceptions. And then you hear you go, oh. Okay. Well, that's not good.
I'm hoping that they're upgrading these systems so to where technopaths can't mess with it.
Well, that's the thing. It's almost ironclad.
Yeah.
There's this one exception the guy found after looking for months.
Of course.
Well, he found the big one immediately, but there's obvious... So as you guys are looking with Matthew, he goes, they used the same thing I did. But that's terminal. That's a terminal hack. That's not a technopath. You're looking for a run of the mill hacker, my friends.
So which terminal was hacked?
Well, it's probably spoofed, but yeah, it looks like it's common room. He says looks like it's at the gym. Like the common gym where everyone can go and work out.
So not the teacher's one?
Correct.
But yeah, she was at the teacher's one, right?
That's why I asked.
Which is not even in the same building. Well, it's in the same building, but it's across the other side of the building.
What was the known power for the math teacher?
She didn't have
one.
She's mundane.
She didn't say she had one.
I don't remember if she's had one or not.
Let me pull it up.
Because people that are mundane may not just be mundane, especially when they're bitches.
During this time of...
I have the information. Whether she does or does not. As far as you know, she's registered as mundane.
Interesting.
But anyways, like, I mean, so am I free to go?
No.
No.
Damn it.
So I'm going to...
Yes, I'm so excited.
But the boys are waiting for me for a run to Aram.
Yeah, which boys are those?
My friends.
And which friends are those?
My online friends.
Yeah, there are no external ports on this.
Not that you have access to.
Yeah. Which means that you're gonna get your ass.
Oh man!
Somebody's getting grounded.
Oh no! Somebody's getting expelled.
He's like, I really don't want to get expelled. All right, here's the deal. How about I show you?
I didn't even get to roll.
All you said is he shed his pants, and now he's like, all right. How about I show you the other two security flaws I found. And I tell you how I access the external internet.
Okay. That's a start.
And, we need more. I gave you the name of my handler?
That's getting there.
That's about all I got, to be honest. I'm giving you everything I can think of.
So is your handler here at the school?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Does your handler's face match any of the do not watch list?
No. I'm a little surprised, actually. I thought he'd be good enough to get in there.
No, the camera blank out.
No.
Or any of your friends?
No. I would have chuckled at something at that. I'm not stealthy. Well, I'm stealthy tech-wise, but my face shows everything.
We should invite him for poker.
I don't play anything but video poker, sir. Because I always win at video poker.
Yeah, you cheat.
I wonder why.
Of course I cheat. It's all rigged.
So.
Just in my favor this time.
So, you do realize what you're doing is illegal.
Tangentially?
Can I just say that I'm recording his confessional?
That way you have to legally tell him.
Mm. Legal matters.
No, you'd have to.
I was going to say, within...
Certain states...
Well, depends on... Well, technically, we're not part of any state.
I rolled a 17 plus my 9 legal matters.
You would know based on the handbook you read. Mm-hmm. That yes, you have to come to record.
So it is a two-party... It's a two-party record.
Mm. Yes.
But technically, we're on private property... Which means
no. It's up to part of the handbook is
the handbook is yeah. Is the rules for the island.
Yep.
The rule for the campus. Let's say it right.
Yeah. The campus rule. Yeah.
And we can still record it for posterity.
You could record it for yourself for sure.
Just but not admissible in court.
We can't use it within court. I still record without his knowledge.
Okay.
But I'm sneaky in that I can get him to say yes, because that's usually what detectives do. They'll ask a question, but quietly be like into their microphone, be like, "Can I record you?" And then they'll be like, "Do you like puppies?"
No, that's not admissible in court either.
Do you like puppies? And then she doesn't record that, and then starts recording yes. Okay.
No, that doesn't stand in court either. Where's the gap? What happened to the gap?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Trust me, it doesn't hold up. Anyway. So, but he's like, yeah, I mean, so I work with this guy named Ganesh.
That's the FBI director?
G-A-N-E-S-H. Like Ganesha.
Isn't it?
He's the spy master for the grid. Mm-hmm.
Art, what was the FBI director's name? How about we switch to asking... Hey, Paul, is that the FBI director's last name?
No.
Okay. Question answered.
Alan Michnovich.
Michnovich.
Also, he said his name was Ganesh. Like a code name, Ganesha.
I don't know what Ganesha is either.
Ganesha is an elephant god in Indian folklore.
Okay.
And, yeah, he says, my contact is Ganesh, I guess, handler's the wrong term. My contact is Ganesh. I give him data on the supers who are brought in and what their rankings are and any perceived weaknesses or strengths. That's it. And he provides, well, a whole boatload of money. But, I mean, my family's rich, but it doesn't, like, that's not why. Mostly it's, they're the only place that has more advanced technopaths than me that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
And they promised to train me if I could get them enough information. Hmm. Now, if you can put me in touch with a better technopath, I have so much on them, it's not even funny. He says, because I don't trust anybody. So I document everything.
That's funny.
Even this conversation?
Of course.
Yeah. And then he plays a sound bit of me saying that.
Yes.
Same.
Yeah, I know. I deleted that. I deleted your little recording.
Nice try.
Check your phone.
It's not on my phone.
She has an old fashioned.
Are you kidding me?
Like an old.
Are you kidding me right now?
We know we're coming against a technopath.
She holds it up. Are you kidding me right now? We're dealing with a technopath right now.
He goes.
That's old school.
Is it like with the tape?
Yes.
Holy shit! It's like.
Are you kidding me right now?
We would have requested that to be.
He's like. Alright, you got me on that one, okay.
My dad said always keep a receipt for Radio Shack.
In this world, Radio Shack survived.
In this world, Radio Shack survived.
And then Alana bought it.
Of course.
But they did survive. They did not die.
That's funny.
But yeah, he's like, so, do you have a telepath friend who I can talk to who can teach me more about my powers?
Technopath. You said telepath.
Yes. Do you have a technopath friend who can teach me my powers? Joker walks over, like, slams his feet up on the desk. He's like, yes, and please close that hole if you can. It's not supposed to be there. He says, you're giving me permission to modify the code. Yes, and I'll have you shot if you fuck it. And you fuck it. He's like, oh, got it, boss. And he just says, he takes two fingers and does... Wait, because he's using the easy mode for you guys to watch it. He says, I'll clean it up later, but...
And as a translation for the audience, he moves his two index fingers together.
Yeah, just like...
Because it's an audio medium.
Like, you know, two fingers and slowly touching. Like, you know, touching side by side. He's like, yeah.
No,
so,
you need to fix it properly, not...
Yeah, he'll...
He says, hold on. And he blows it up to, like, the big old line of code, like, you know, like, exploding hands out to, like, show a big screen. And he says, and exception, highlight, and delete. Say it, compile, still runs. You're good. Exception deleted. And then the note says, Matthew is here. You always leave a note. Actually, no, what's his handle?
It'll be something cringy.
Just go with Talos, his last name.
Yeah, it's Talos, but it's like T at $0 S. Wait. T A. No, T at capital L, you know.
Or just make it backslash.
Oh, you're right. It's Talos spelled in Leet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's like that. With an emoji at the end of a lightning bolt, because Talos is the god of lightning.
Why do I feel like he's going to end up being like a villain at the end of this? Like, our...
No. We've friended him for now.
No, he's terrified of us now.
Oh, he's scared shitless.
Yeah. I think we just created a villain accidentally.
No,
it depends on where we end. Where he ends up placed. Mm. I have a suspicion, but...
Mm-hmm. The Academy?
No.
What do you think? I'm curious what you're thinking.
My suspicions is that he's going to end up at Claw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the most advanced technopaths in the world all work for Claw.
Uh-huh.
Claire.
Yeah, she is the most... she's not the most advanced, but...
Yeah. No.
She's skilled.
Mm-hmm. Start off as a hacker, moved into technopath. So she already had the skills before.
Yeah, she got both halves. Mm-hmm. He did, too. And that's actually what he's going to say. He says, Claw offered you an internship after you graduate. And a summer internship while you're here. If you give us everything you have. He says, oh, great. He just flips an AR folder to him. He says, the data, he says, the code is he gives, rattles off he sends over a separate packet with a 256-bit encryption code. He says, that'll get you in. Ganesh, you know, who he works with. We know that there's at least one of the teachers is, at least one of the teachers is a siren sympathizer. We couldn't figure out who.
We know who.
We know who.
Here or at
here?
We know who.
Let me figure out what else he knows. Give me one sec. He says, from what I can tell, none of the other teachers have any other major loyalties. So there's students here who have, ties to other organizations. And we just had summer break, so anything you guys have on them, they have, it's all out there now. He says, in particular, I know, from overhearing her talk about it, Gravity Girl's family is dirt poor, and Siren owns her their debt.
Okay.
And the fact that she's on Team, Team Delta now? Echo. Delta? Echo? Echo Team now? She's still not making any money. So, they're probably pumping her for information.
Yeah.
And that's your Nat 20 got you. And then Art's scaring the piss out of him. He says,
so. Man, I didn't even have to use my intimidation. At plus 12 with a minimum of 10.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. It's not a minimum of 10.
That's perception. That's persuasion and deception.
There's a minimum of 14. Just guidance.
Yeah. But he's like, I've wanted to work for Claw forever. Mostly not because I need the money, but because they're the only ones who can teach me anything about my powers. You know, if you get magic, you can learn to get a magic teacher. If you get super strength, you can learn to do that. It's kind of a nuanced thing, and not many people have my power. You know? So, the grid does, but they're so stingy with their information. That's all I could get was being an informant. They would dole out little tiny bits of information at a time. Do you have anything else you want to know? I can get you dirt on anybody if you give me a couple minutes.
More information about any other moles or other schools?
I'd have to look. And he says, there's enough students at the school that I know the Transparents have people here, but they're not really shy about it.
It's like they're transparent about it.
Yeah. There's a couple others, but mostly, from what I can tell, it's the former Cape Crusaders. I heard one of their kids is here under an alias, but I couldn't tell you who. That was just a rumor. I heard, literally through the when I was in the lunchroom, so I have no idea. Is that enough to not get me expelled?
I'll look at Joker.
Well, Joker.
Joker's like, I love turning double agents. This is my favorite. I'll take care of him. Matthew, you're gonna have a really fun semester with me. He's like,
that's fucking ominous.
He's like,
oh. Yes?
You know what?
If Joker said that to us, that would be our response.
Maybe it'll be fine. He's shaking his head no. Okay, and then he says, you guys are free to go. We're going to hit Miss Betsy Johnson, if I remember right.
Yeah, I was thinking Johnson.
Beth. We're going to hit Ms. Johnson's room in, 20 minutes, it looks like. Do you want to join the hit team? You can. Or you could not and just watch the video feed. They'll, throw you the video feed.
Yeah, that sounds more my speed.
Yeah, it's a video feed.
In case something happens, then we have early response and we can be kind of around the corner.
Yeah.
Because her power is unpronounced.
Mm-hmm.
American
So that's gonna happen. The tag team hits her door, blasts through it. It looks like she had the physical lock on the other side turned, like the door flapper. She's in there and she's sitting at the table, like grading papers. That like it's the second day. It's the third week of school, and she's grading like, you know, homework and shit already. And she's just kind of like never gonna pass you. You're gonna fail. And like, and she gets hit. And the second the door opens and she hears it from under the table, she pulls out a massive blaster and just levels it on him and just unleashes it. Three of the tag team are injured. One of them actually goes down. He doesn't die, but he is in critical condition. She detonates a grenade in her apartment.
I pull the fire away from everyone.
You're not there. You watched the video.
But we're right I wanted now. To be nearby.
Yeah,
we're right around the corner.
Or...
We're invisible. We're with them, yes. But invisible.
I'm not going to be...
Hey, if we have the choice to be invisible in there...
Yeah.
Everyone who's there, make a con save.
I'm around the corner.
Okay, I made a con save.
I didn't bring enough dice for this.
And I can't make a power check to reduce the fireball from the grenade.
It's not a fireball.
It's a fragmentation.
It's a fusion grenade. This is 2D percentile. There's a reason I didn't send you there. How bad is it? It's real bad. How many hit points do you have? Did you make the save? What did you make on the save?
23.
Okay, you'll take half. Okay, I don't have to feel bad about those now. So 138 damage.
Halved. Or that's already half.
No, that's and halve that to
135 is
130.
So
69 damage. Okay, that's
all. Like I said, most of the people there take the hit and go down.
What's the damage type?
Fusion? I'm gonna say force.
Just we can call it unnamed.
I'm gonna say it's raw force. Okay. Just because it's the actual whomp. And the entire the apartment above got trashed. The apartment to either side's trashed. The entire it's like a ball is cut out of this building. Art, you're now visible. Like Chimera's visible because the wall he was hiding behind is gone. You didn't get touched. Mm-hmm. But there's just a big asshole. Natalie, did you roll? Did you?
I rolled 19.
Okay, so you took half as well. So you took that much damage. It's not gonna you have more than that many. We have more than that many hit points, right?
Yeah.
2D percentile is just like womp.
My maximum HP is 86.
It would have taken almost max rolls to hurt you to knock you down. And you have the your friend's inspiration from the beginning of the day too. I assume you get that every day. Just take the free 13 hit points and move on.
Yep.
Then I'll add 13 more.
So it's bad. Her room is absolute. There's nothing left. Almost like
where is she?
Gone. Like she didn't throw it. She crunched it.
She set it off on herself.
Roll perception.
I was just going to say.
Both of you. And the fact that both perception people went.
Yeah, that's why I went. I'm using my lucky for the day. I thought you were signing me a D8.
No. Oh, you want to? Yeah.
You see invisible.
Yes, I was going to say.
And you see the ethereal.
Yes.
She's floating through that. She's floating out into space.
She's right there.
I get over it. There.
Much better. 27
33 perception?
Yeah.
She's holding in the other hand, the one that wasn't holding the grenade, she's holding a purple purple stone that is pulsing. And then you see like a purple line streak away and then it starts to rail her in.
With my interaction, with my ability to kind of interact with the material, can I cut the line?
It's like 30 or it's like 50 or 60 feet in the air. So
fly.
Oh, you have a fly speed.
Yeah.
It's going to, you'll get one shot.
I also have to take backseat for extra movement.
I repeat, you're going to get one shot. Because it's like going to suction her like, you know, like a snatch. Essentially, this is what Joker will tell you after the. Well, I'll tell you after.
I have. What's the range on that? Probably not far enough.
She's also. You can't see unless you roll high enough.
Yeah, but.
Naila, what'd you get?
A natural 20.
For perception?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see her exactly. You know exactly where she is.
The two right people for the job.
And what you'll read, you'll see a rune on the side. That someone else will eventually translate for you. Mm. That translates to ghost tether.
Can I quickly shoot a bow at her?
She's incorporeal. There's no thing to shoot. However,
can I do Zephyr Strike?
No, your claws have force slashes. You can hit it.
I want to do that.
She does force damage
with the claw slashes at range. It's got a 60-foot slash.
I would like to do that, please.
Same time the sphere upgrade. I read it in the I just listened to the fucking podcast episode.
13 plus 8.
You hit.
2d6. And that's it.
And you had 5.
Free hands 4 of harm versus incorporeal slash undead.
And then I do it again.
No? What?
Yeah.
2 attacks, yeah.
Sorry. 19.
So part of my boon allows me
plus
to
8.
Get free usages of hands of harm versus incorporeal and undead.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm gonna untether her first.
8.
Total?
On the dives.
So 8 plus 5 is 13, and you did 13 or 14?
But if both hit, I can. It says
yeah, plus it has to be a melee for the rend.
Oh.
She did almost 30 damage to the tether, and it is frayed like shit.
I close the gap and finish it.
Roll that. What are you using to hit it?
Does I see where they are?
You're just gonna blast the area. You hope he's not next to it because he's flying to it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I could always be revived.
You're only 50. You're only
50. No, our second friend. That's a Roomba.
You're only 50 feet up.
I'm a monk.
You'll think yeah, minus a deep minus 4 per level, right?
No, it's dex plus something to reduce fall damage, but I might have to be conscious for that.
No, he's gonna.
I don't know what he has.
Alright, what spell are you using?
Dispel magic. I figured I'd cast it up level, so it'd be level 4.
So you'll still have to roll.
Yeah, I know. I figured I'd have to roll.
But you get to add half your proficiency and your charisma because you're a bard. So you're adding 7 to this.
Well, let's resolve my 4 attacks first.
Isn't it round up? We're at plus 3.
That it rounds down. Round down on everything, isn't it? Oh, my, no.
Oh, I thought it was
round. No, you're right. You're right. Because for that specifically, it doesn't. It rounds up. So, see, yeah, 8. But, okay, roll your 2 hits. And are you aiming at her or aiming at the tether?
I'm breaking the tether.
Okay.
Because the tether will slowly yank a corpse. Or an unconscious body.
Okay, so roll the hit. And how are you hitting the incorporeal thing? With the hands of harm?
Yep.
Okay. So that's necrotic damage.
So, kind of. We kind of reflavored me a little bit since this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So it's, I believe it was force, wasn't it?
Sure.
That this particular ability.
Okay.
Yeah, so did you hit?
12 plus...
Your punch.
My punch, it's an 8, so 20?
Yeah, you popped the tether, I had 2 hit points left.
Oh, yeah.
That's she did thir- She did 28. Plus, your.
Plus, I got 3 more attacks.
It had 30. Now she's drifting in the wind, but she is, however.
I'm going to bring her down.
The island is moving. So she is moving with the island.
I am bringing her back down to the ground.
And she is.
And I'm asking for all the undead. All of the incorporeal to help me restrain her. I don't make too many charisma checks.
Roll.
I have been friendly and helpful.
I know. Roll persuasion at advantage. I'm going to see how many of the nearby Atlanteans choose to help you.
An 11 plus a bardic die, plus then 2 for charisma. Yeah.
3 Atlantean soldiers move over and lay spears around her neck in a triangle.
17 for my charisma check. Persuasion.
Not a single one of them was mad at you. 3 Atlantean soldiers walk over and lay spears like overlapping to form a triangle around her neck. Like, to sever her head if she were to piss, you know, do something wrong. And she is spitting mad. Like, she's hurling obscenities and, like, slurs about you and everyone you ever were. You know, calling you a Y, which, you know, is a siren thing.
I'm also translating. For the incorporeal... can't speak.
For us who are corporeal that can't listen.
Corporeally challenged.
For those who are still corporeal and cannot see the incorporeal.
Or hear.
I like corporeally challenged, though. Yeah.
That was quite nice.
But yeah. But basically, she just hurls obscenities until she's blue in the face and it keeps going.
As the soldiers just, they got a gag.
Sir, we're ghosts.
Yeah. But she's also a ghost.
Yes, but we can't take things off of our physical form. This is all we have.
Okay.
We could lop her head off.
No.
Let's not do that yet.
Yeah, he's a goody two-shoes.
Yeah, she also just hit me with a fusion bomb.
Fusion grenade, yeah. Just gonna write that shit down. I'll use that on you guys later.
Is there a way that we can have... So she's... physical now, right?
Nope.
Nope.
No? How can we...
We can't hear her.
Oh.
That's you can see her.
I can see her, but I see that she's talking.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let's call our biggest mage we know, Shinsoku.
Or you just... you're going to try and dispel magic, right?
Yeah.
Roll it.
How many spell slots you got? Because if you have to roll it, the level doesn't matter.
Correct.
I'm still going up to level 4 because it still will give me a better chance. But
no, it doesn't.
No.
No?
No.
No, but you will automatically remove anything lower.
Correct. Lower. If she has another effect on her.
Because her incorporeal could be a lower level effect.
8 and... You had 8 and you had 8 and 9.
So anything...
8 and 8?
8 and 8. 16.
So 6 level and lower?
6 level would hit. 6 level spell. She comes corporeal and the stone in her hand cracks. And then crumbles to dust. And she's now screaming obscenities in English.
Oh,
fun!
And everyone can hear. And it gets to the point where the ghosts say, "We can no longer assist unless you would like us to remove her."
Thank you for your service.
Understood. And they give you the Atlantean salute with their spears to their chests, and then they fade into the ground again.
I will salute them back. Because I do speak Atlantean.
I know, but they basically they're like. He took battlefield command and they're like, let's go.
I'm going to pull up the Miranda.
The Miranda's.
I'm going to pull it up on an AR and I'm going to read it word for word.
Yeah, I would figure out a lawyer would be doing that.
She just knows it off her
hand. Yeah, but the problem with it is you can't do it from memory because then they can say that it
wasn't exact.
It wasn't exact. That's why you actually pull it up.
That is
too loud. Yep. But we also still have the recording running, so we could also prove that it was exact.
So, the way that all ends is she's incarcerated. And she's put into a small building that no one really goes to. It looks it turns out it's the brig. It's a shack with a small, like 10-cell prison underneath it. No one's in there. It's Lammer inside. You have captured Beth Johnson, you know for a fact that she works for Siren.
I kind of figured that with the Y comments.
All right, so.
And that's it for tonight.
So we got two. So we got.
The grid?
Yep.
I thought we did something with Transparent.
They're not a terrorist organization. They're just a.
Yeah, but in the Halloween episode, they struck, and I thought we got them.
You got some, but they're but, here's
but
the
they're
thing.
Really small.
It's they're more like
an idea.
They're like a cause rather than a like a group per se. I guess they're a group, but it's less formalized. And as she screams at you through the bars of the prison, I think it's time to end.
Take care, folks.
Good night, everybody.